dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, people? What's up? I gotta let this song right here run real quick because this is gonna start the party off right for the 7th anniversary of Life of the Dust Live. We'll be back after this song. Let's do it.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag sauce, she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag sauce, she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to kill you all, my love. I told my girls you can get it. Don't slow.
Drip the swag goo. Ooh.
What's up, everyone? What's up? I just threw some people out. I was like, what? Are you playing? Yes. It is a party, people. It is a party. It is a party. Man, it's a blessing, guys. This is today's a special day. A lot of shows that we've done have been special. Don't get me wrong. But it always feels great when you can get those episodes where we have celebrated yet another year, man. Another year has gone by, and it just feels great, man. Like every time we get to another year, just lets me know, like, wow, you're still putting up a fight, pursuing what your passion is, and doing what you were called to do. And that's the thing, man. Like, a lot of people, they see what you're doing, they think it's easy. And I talked about this on Facebook Live earlier, which is my first Facebook Live video I've done, about everybody sees what you're doing, they think it's easy, but it's not. And the thing is, a lot of people, they don't last in this stuff long, and not just a radio show, but anything, they don't last long because they can't, you know, they want all the glam and the after effects that come from having a radio show that's been out for a while, but they don't want the work that comes with it. And the thing is, they don't realize that it's not all bubblegum and rainbows, man. It's not. Every day, man, every day you got to think about, man, do I want to continue to do this? And the thing is, the people who, if to tell you the truth, you know, the people who've done it for a while and love doing it and putting the hard work, sometimes we do have those moments where we're like, man, whew, this is wearing me out. But that's just a part of life. And you got to be able to triumph that, man, and do what it do. And that's where we at today. That's why today is such a great day, because we celebrating yet another year that we have done the show. And I really thank God so much, man, that a lot of people, man, they lose, like they do something they were gifted to do, and then sometimes life hits you a certain way to where you're not able to use your gift, not because you just are tired, but you're not able to use your abilities anymore to do what you love doing and were great at. I mean, for instance, you mean you think of people like that play football, they can't play football all their life because football requires physical pain and it wears on them, man, because they gotta, you know, if they never thought about anything else outside of football, they're stuck. And that's the thing, like, I'm blessed to be using a gift and doing something that allows me, God willing, that I always have my voice, thank God. It allows me to be able to do this show. And this show, man, this show was more than just doing the show. Sometimes this show was therapeutic. When I come here and get a chance to talk to everybody that I interview, talk to some of the callers, look at some of the feedback on the social media, when I'm just walking around and people telling me, man, keep doing what you're doing. Heck, I didn't have people back in college that was sneaking, listening to the show while their teacher was doing a lecture. It's just, man, all those little things I'm so blessed to be at. And I can't do it without God. I can't do it without the supporters. Because even if I thought about just completely quitting, you guys wouldn't let me, because you see the greatness that I feel myself, that I feel like I can achieve so much, and you guys see that. And that's why, you know, some people that may have not been on board at first, which is understandable, they end up being on board eventually because, you know, a lot, this is what I know, and it's just somebody, this is going to touch somebody out there right now that's doing the craft and never realizes. Sometimes it's not that people don't support you because they don't believe in you. It's that they don't support you because they believe in people who don't believe in themselves. And so they get tired of wasting time and supporting those people who don't believe in themselves. So when sometimes when it comes to not having day one people that were that knew about your craft per se, but didn't jump on right aboard, sometimes you can't take that as a bad thing. Sometimes it's a test. They want to see if you're really serious. And, heck, I mean, 7 years later, you ain't figured that out. Yes, God, I'm serious. And it's just a blessing to be able to do this show and allow it to be able to be a beacon to allow others to kind of be led to want to do the show themselves. And it's just great because I appreciate the people who were inspired and realized that there is hard work and they really are putting the work into doing that and making it better and better and better. And that's what you got to do with anything. It's not just a radio show. It's whatever you're doing. You got to tell yourself that I'm going to put in the work to make it better and better. And and the thing is, the people see numbers. They go, "Oh man, how you get those numbers?" The trick to the numbers is don't worry about the numbers. And you need to be. You need to act every day. You need to be. You need to be thankful for the little people that come through and support you. When you support, when you thank for that, God gonna keep bringing you more people to keep putting your stuff out to. He's going to bring you some more. He's going to bring you some more. He's going to bring you some more because he know you can handle that. You can't handle a little bit because only a little bit of people are handling you. You're not ready because you're not going to, because the thing is he conditioning you to be able to know how to show that intensity. And if you can put that intensity up for a smaller crowd, then you kind of be conditioned to be ready for a bigger crowd. I know that just... That was some real stuff I dropped to y'all. I know it was a party, but I had to throw some real stuff out there. It's a testament, man. Like I said in the show description, hey, we're talking about the ups and the downs and all the in-betweens. But what I want to do, I'm not going to play the whole song, but I'm going to play this track. This track I'm going to play now, you probably heard quite a bit. You probably heard me play quite a bit, and by artists who have supported me, who's like one of those day one people. Like, they have supported me. Hey, they came in town, finally met them after so many years doing the show. They came in town. They actually guest co-hosted with me. It was so dope. And that's the thing, man. This show brings people from all over. And I appreciate it. I see my boy Greg. I will be bringing you on a bit. And Chuck, I hear you say Chuck Charles coming through too. So, yeah, it'll be crazy. It's going to be crazy. All right, so this person I'm playing is from Boston. And if you've been to the show before, you know exactly who this is. This track I'm going to play, I'm going to play an older one. And this is like one of the first tracks she did long time ago, back when we started the show. And this is about my girl Red Shades. It ain't hard to tell, freestyle. Listen to it. She got a new video she just shot at South by Southwest coming out. Called Serena Williams. Be on the lookout for that. I just saw the promo on Instagram. So here we go. I'm going to play a little bit. I'm going to play the whole song, but I'm going to play just enough. I want you to hear the lyricism and people be thinking that we just got any old people over here. We got some fire people that come to this show. We back. Told you I was only gonna play a little bit. I didn't play enough for you to really realize the lyricism that comes through the show. And some people, there's some dope artists that been through here, man, and support us from day one. And man, it's been a lot of great shows. And a lot of people, man, they ask, you know, because we've interviewed quite a bit of celebrities. But a lot of people go, man, why you don't interview celebrities all the time? See, if I did that, I'd be like every other show. Everyone wants to inspire to do shows so they can interview Hollywood's top people and all that. That's great. I'm not discounting that. Hey, everyone, to each his own. But you know what? I want to do a show to where I give the people a voice that don't get to shine, man. Don't get to shine. Rod Direct, they had to go through a bunch of stuff to get there. And if once they get there, don't you want to make sure they are seasoned and ready to go? So that's what we got, people who are ready to go, but they don't get to be in those mainstream outlets. And so they get a chance to come to a show that has some notoriety, has some traction going, but supports the up-and-coming person, or I wanted to say up-and-coming because some people are quite established, but I would say people who are going the independent route, making a way to really get out there even more. That's what this show is about. This show is that's why, heck, you people always wonder why the heck is a show called Life at the Dusk Live. Well, I'm going to break this. If some people that's listened to the show forever know what it means, they probably heard this a million times, but hey, we got new people. They never can hear enough. Well, the thing is, if you notice, a lot of things I try to do, it's always a play on words or just a deeper meaning to it. Life at the Dusk Live isn't because the show comes on at night, even though most of the time the show is on at night or after dusk, which is the time, dusk is the time between sunset and sunrise. So that's very key into the definition of why we call Life at the Dusk Live, because if you think about the time between sunset and sunrise, which is dusk, is known to be dark. And there's always that beacon of light that's shining through to make the dark, to still keep it popping and make its way further and further and further to get there. Like, because a lot of times, you think about it, people don't say, man, when you hear people don't stand outside in the day and stare at the sun. Well, if you stare directly at the sun, you're going to blind yourself. But people, they go at nighttime, they stare at the stars. And you think of the stars, I mean, you think of they call people who are extra popular in Hollywood, they call them stars. And that's what you think about. You want to be that beacon of light in the dark and become that star. And I've always felt this way. I treat everyone like a star, and it's our job here is to help them get that light going even better and better. And so after they've come to this show, this is about their life after dusk, after the darkness, after they have made it through, became that beacon of light. That's what it's about. Bam, there you go. Now you know what it's about. People have been probably wondering, what the heck is this? Why is this name? There you go. That is why it's called Life at the Dusk Live. It was originally called Life at the Dusk, but then I started realizing, I was like, I saw this one music project called Life After Dusk and Dawn not too long after I did the show. So I decided, hey, let's add the live to it so just they can stand out and people know, hey, it doesn't know who came with this name first. So there you go. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. I've talked quite enough. I've played some music. We're going to go check on some of the people we got in. And if you want to call in, don't be shy. Call in at 347-202-0389. Long as you ain't too crazy, we'll answer the call. If you act crazy, like on some extra, like intolerable crazy stuff, I will hang that ass up. All right, so let's go to the phone line. Is this you, Greg?
Of course, man. Of course,
AKA G Money.
What's up? I had to wish you a congratulations on 7 years, man. I just want to make sure that crazy comment, because I do get a little crazy. I want to make sure you don't cut me off.
Oh no, the key term was intolerable. See, I can tolerate your crazy.
It depends on who you ask, bro. It really depends on who you ask. But anyway, I want to say this, man. When I first tuned in this evening, I wasn't sure if I had the right show. I thought I was listening to T.D. Jakes for a minute there when you was going in your little spiel at the beginning of the show. Very inspirational, I must say. I think I even dropped a tear for a second, but that very inspirational. But in all honesty, that is the perfect example of what you did for me, man. Because of you, I was able to do what I'm doing. So, I mean, any chance I get to come on here to give you praise for what you did to me, man, not did to me. Hold on, let me clear that up. What you did for me, I will most definitely do it, man, because I owe a lot of my success or semi-success or whatever one you want to call it. I owe a lot to you because you were the one that, helped me out, gave me an idea, made me realize I can do this. And then at the process of doing this, you was always there to help me out and say, hey, this is, do it this way, or you should think about doing this or think about doing that. And at no point were you ever considered or did you ever consider a rivalry, like it was never a rivalry. And that's the one thing about this that I got to give a shout out to. You have never looked at it as anything else other than helping out a friend, man. And to that, man, all praises, man. I appreciate you. I really do. So congratulations on 7 years, man. It's a major thing. Whoever's working, you clap for me. I want to hear the clap. Hear the clap for me. Hit the clap button, please.
Get some claps going. Yes, thank you. I'm over here. I'm the one man show today.
One man show.
All right.
But no, man, really, in the day, and this is why I try to stress to people. Yeah, people inspire you, but all they do is inspire what you were great, what you had in you all along. So I can't necessarily take the credit for that, you know, for your success. I would gladly take the credit for being a great inspiration. I appreciate that. But your success is on you, because at the end of the day, again, like I said, if you don't put the work in, I can inspire you all goddamn day. A lot of models say they inspired by a tower every day, but when they go in here and y'all put in this work, yeah, they realize, oh, never mind, I don't know about this.
Well, I definitely feel you on that. And yeah, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, some people seem to think that they are completely responsible for my success. But, you know, we will leave Chuck Charles out of this, and I ain't going to bring him up.
Oh, Lord, that's probably him online. I'm going to take my time bringing him, nigga. I know once he come in, he going to be trying to hate on you for that comment. So I'm gonna let him breathe a little bit longer. I'll bring him on in a second, but... Nah, man, like, real talk, bro. And, it feels good, man, because I kid you not, I try to think about the first show. Man, like, the first show, it wasn't like, we didn't have no music, we didn't have any music yet. No matter of fact, we had music by one artist. And it was from someone I went to school with, I went to college with, and their name was Emmy. And at that time, you know, people was showing love to him, but he hadn't got that track where it was, like, global. Now he got a track that's global, and that's crazy. And so, man, like, and I swear, this is the topic of the first show. We were just randomly talking about why people be on Lil Wayne nuts so hard. That was the freaking show. And... we were just talking about that and just correlating hip hop, which is interesting because today a lot of us are observing my boy Fife from Tribe Called Quest. He passed away last night, and man, that was crazy. I mean, you go listen, people don't, I don't think people really realize how great people hear about it, but I don't think they really realize it personally how great a Tribe Called Quest was. Still, and that music still is. Like,
most definitely.
It's stuff that, you know, in the words of my boy Q-Tip, they couldn't relate. So it's great, man. Like, nah, people like you, man, they're supporting me. And, heck, to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit, even in some of my hardest times, I still came to you and, you know, taking your feedback. Because a lot of people don't realize that. Like, just because a person new in this don't mean they aren't good, they won't provide good feedback. Because sometimes you need that new set of eyes and a fresh mindset on a situation.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, like I said, man, with me especially, and I know what you said earlier about, you know, not getting, you know, much credit. But if you think about it, man, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you. If you wouldn't have put me on your show, or especially, and I was joking about my partner, Chuck. But if you wouldn't have put me on your show and then, like, a few weeks later put Chuck Charles on your show, we wouldn't have the show. And ironically, and I don't even think I realized this when we did it, ironically, we've been doing it exactly 1 year. Our 1 year anniversary show is this coming Sunday. So it's only fitting that our 1 year anniversary show is the same week as your 7 year anniversary. Because, you know, in a way.
It's been a week? It's been a year? Oh, goodness.
It's been
like,
a year, man.
Because it has
it's
been that
it's
long.
It's been a year. It's been 50 damn shows, man. It's been a year. Yeah, it's been a wild year, man. We've been having so much fun, man. And it's. Like, the show has changed so drastically from that first show to now. Like, we just buck wild, man, at this point now. It's just, it's
hilarious. Yeah, y'all, and the thing is, some people, you know, because, you know, like you say, you inspire, so some people might try to listen and go, do we sound like Fetty J show? No. Y'all own type of, man, y'all have your own energy, and that's what people receive. It's like, everybody don't realize Michael Jackson was inspired by James Brown, and
right.
Look at Michael Jackson.
right. And
everybody has some kind
feel,
of inspiration.
Right.
It's what you take for inspiration and create to be your own. What's the word said? It, those are words from James Brown. He told, I remember, I talk about this every year when we celebrate Michael Jackson's birthday. I always think about when James Brown said, like behind the scenes of the BET Awards, he was saying to Michael Jackson, you know, when you started out, you know, you was on emulating me, but then you found your own. And that's
yeah.
the thing. You got to find your own. You did that, man. Y'all crazy. I thought I was crazy, but y'all, like, y'all crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah.
And one
yeah.
thing I would say that that inspires me, that, man, I just wish that I'm like, man, and it makes me so weary of wanting to deal with people like that, is the true chemistry that comes from this show. And y'all just
yeah.
click. It's natural. And even if y'all don't agree on everything, y'all still rock with each other, man. And that's one thing I envy, is having a strong co-host. Like that.
Well, I mean,
like people know, man. People have been here since day
yeah.
one. People got a bit, and even you got a bit now to where you say, man, you got another co-host?
It's like, goodness.
People ride my new host, they'll tell you I am a hard ass. I'll be yelling. I'll say it very in a nice tone and let them know, hey, I am tough, man. I am tough.
But when you put Chuck on, he'll reiterate this. The difference is, man, it's like Chuck and I, because we've known each other so long, we think alike. Like, people don't believe us. Most of our shows are not written. Like, we just do stuff. Like, I know what he's going to say before, you know, he said, well, he'll set me up for a joke, or I'll set him up for a joke, or even we're not even setting each other up. We just know, like, this is how we are. I mean, you've been with us. You've talked to us. You know, the way we are on the show is the way we are any other time. So we're not trying to do anything. That's what makes your show different. That's what makes yours so great. Because you're not trying to be something you're not. You're not trying to be, I'm Barbara Waters, or I'm interviewing, you know, the president. You are yourself. You, Steady J, talking to whoever you got in front of you or whoever you got on the other end. And that's what makes this show work for 7 years, is because you don't change who you are. You just let everything flow naturally. And that's the one thing we've learned from you, is to let everything just flow naturally. And, you know, sometimes
you know what?
I'll
let you see that Barbara Walters comment, because one of the ups of the show was when we had Hulk Hogan's son, which, by the way, is crazy. Hulk Hogan just came with some extra money, most
yeah.
lawsuit. But his son, Nick Hogan, came to the show. It was crazy. He was on 2020 on a Friday. On the Monday, this following Monday, the Monday coming up from that Friday, he wanted to cut a my show. And we did it, and it was like two totally different things. On 2020, you had him grilling them to get, you know, the truth about certain stuff. While he came here, we had a natural conversation, and he told me more than he told them, because I wasn't sitting there trying to grill him.
To trust.
And let's do this for ratings. Let's grab on for ratings. Like, goodness, do we not just have a – you can get some tea out of people just having a regular conversation, people.
It's a trust. And that's what makes it work, man.
And speaking of things making it work, I got your crazy compadre in the building, I believe.
You got my stand-in. You got my stand-in with you.
Most definitely. It's your boy Chuck Charles, live from the DMV.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up?
What it do, Shay? Another fantastic year. I want to congratulate you on year number 7. I came on your show, and I'm sure I did a whole lot to make you successful with that kind of year.
This guy.
I took time out of my busy schedule today to let you know that I appreciate you. But at the same time, I'm doing my thing.
So, Charles, what you mean? I miss you, Daddy.
I miss you, too.
I have something to give you.
What's something to give me?
I miss you so much, I got to show you something.
Oh, okay. Well, let me get my zipper, baby. Don't do that. All right. I'm a little bit busy studying G-Money. All that stuff y'all were saying is good. Oh, baby, okay. All right. Hey, congratulations, Sally. Yo, Chuck Jones out there.
This guy.
Oh, my God, man.
He plays too damn much.
What is wrong with him, man? And this is the shit I deal with. This is what I deal with, man. Every Sunday night, this is what I deal with. But, yeah, man.
Yeah,
I just want to make
sure you give me a shout out. He's going to call out, man. This guy here. I'm not going to play with him. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to play with him.
Oh, God.
I'm not.
Oh, man.
And, God,
yeah,
Sunday,
man.
I'm just still tripping, man. I'm just tripping out. And, man, y'all, like, I'm sitting, although today's about celebrating 7, I'm still just sitting here tripping out about, bro, you are celebrating your anniversary this week. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That stuff tripped me out. Yeah, because when I think about it, the 6th anniversary, y'all called into the show.
Right.
And it's all coming to my head. Y'all called into the show, and that's when y'all were gearing us up, let us know that Time to Shine was getting ready to premiere. It's dawned on me.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. And then, we did that. Because what it was is, I know when you did the show last year, it's the 6th anniversary show, because, my birthday was on the 22nd. So, I know it was right around that time, and I know we did the first show right after my birthday. So, I knew it was around the same time, but it didn't dawn on me it was the same week. So that's wild.
Yeah, you always get, because it took for longest. This is always the game I had to play with myself. I was like, was it the 22nd or the 23rd? And the thing is, because when I looked at something, I saw the 22nd, but the 22nd was me doing a test show where I was testing stuff out. That wasn't my first show. My first show was the 23rd. I was like, okay. So it's wild.
23rd. Wow. But I I've enjoyed every time I've been on your show. I love coming to your show. I love when you call us. We always have a ball on the show. You never know what's coming out of Chuck's mouth, which was kind of evident just now. But I don't usually speak for Chuck, but I will say this. We both are very appreciative of, the opportunity you've given us both as far as, the radio show by letting us come on and sparking this flame that we both have in us now to do this. Because we love it now, man. We love it. We have so much fun, and we wouldn't have done it if we wouldn't have got a chance to come on your show the multiple times I've been on and the multiple times Chuck's been on. So, shout out to you, man. I definitely appreciate it.
I thank you because, you've been one of those who have supported me from day one that you know me, man. And, yeah. It's just great because it don't matter what, even with the magazine and stuff, you didn't care if it was somebody not that you didn't see that was in there. You were supporting it. And that was always great. I tell you, it's crazy. Every day, I just had this happen in my inbox before the show, kid you not. Somebody's always asking me, hey, can I get on the cover? Can I get on the cover? They do that. And the thing is, they get on the cover, and they half-ass promoted.
Right.
And I just don't get that. But the thing is, you don't care if you ain't on the cover. You don't care if you're not in the issue. You still support it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that usually translates to people pay attention because they like, man, because what that says to people, damn, it must be something about that. If he's supporting it and he's not even in, he don't even have stuff in there. It has a stronger impact then.
I make a point. I mean, when you believe in something, you got to stand behind it. And, you know, we've talked many times about, you know, I believe in your concept. I believe in what you're doing. So, you know, I'm always behind you on what you do. So, but anyway, I just wanted to come in here and shoot the breeze with you and tell you I appreciate it, man. I support you. Congratulations, you know, everything, man. It's been an honor to be your friend. It's been an honor to learn from you with the whole radio thing, and it's been an honor for you to help us do our thing, you know. And I would be very grateful if you give us a call Sunday night. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care if I'm in some at that moment. I'm like, if I'm in mid pump, I'm calling like into the show. I'm like, hey, what's up? What's up, Greg? What's up, Chuck? You know, I don't care.
I'll do that. But we definitely appreciate it, man. Hey, just do me a favor. I had an issue last Sunday. Just don't sing to me. I had a grown man sing to me last Sunday on the show, man, and it really disturbed me. So just don't do that.
No, you're not getting away with that one.
A grown man sang happy birthday to me like I was the president and he was Marilyn Monroe. I was so
okay. Yeah. Oh, you know, y'all know we got signature thing we do on the show with every. Happens like that.
Yeah.
What do we get people like that?
Yeah, I ain't mad.
You gotta get the crickets, man.
I ain't mad
what the
you.
Fuck?
I don't even know what to happen.
He got to put a little more bass in his voice and
yo,
a little less.
He
cherish
the
moment in his voice when he's singing to you.
He hit me with the slow. He hit me with the happy birthday, and he hit me with the soft voice. You know, he like
not
he
the soft voice,
like he was
Gerald Levert singing. Oh,
yo,
not Gerald Levert.
This nigga serenaded me.
Okay, yeah, he was to sing happy birthday, not serenade.
He serenaded me, man. But that was one of Chuck Charles for it. So anyway, all right. I'm out, man. I appreciate it. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
All
right. See, I got people here in my inbox. Okay, I see people getting it. Man, I'm telling you something. People be tripping me out. I ain't going to address it. I got to quit whining, man. Oh, my God, it's raining outside. I left my goddamn window. Down. Oh no, it's going down. No. Yes. So I'm gonna have a wake on in the morning. I'm not gonna have to right now. God, just let it dry up. But no, again, man, I appreciate everyone that supported me, man. It's definitely a blessing to have y'all support me the way you do. And just doing what you do, man. Just supporting me. So I thank God so much. And some more moments, man, that I've gotten to do during the show is, and like, for instance, like with Greg comes through, the reason why, heck, you know, it's not, you know, sometimes we compete, do friendly competition, which people need to understand, it's all right to do friendly competition. But this all-out hate, not cool. I mean, if you dealt with the history of the show, you remember a long time ago where y'all remember year one, I had to deal with some beef. These people, man, was hating me so hard. And it became this all-out war where it was a group of, it was everyone against them. The because so many people were in my corner supporting me because I was doing right, and this is why they came ahead of my show, because their show was on and nobody was at their show, but everybody started coming to mind. They want to know why this dude got everybody in his show and not at theirs. You ever think that sometimes it's just you? It's not. And sometimes you gotta evaluate, hey, some people just different struggles with different folks, and heck, it is what it is. And we tell my all right, get there. I mean, I'm mad. I'm telling y'all right now, man, I'm so thrown off. That rain come down hard. That window is wide ass open. No, God, don't mess with my BMW. No. Did not check anybody. Man, I didn't check anybody whether today see if it was going to rain. That is a flaw on me. What the hell was I thinking? Goodness. So. Oh, T. Okay. Oh, T. Shout out to T. And hold on, y'all. Y'all know how my brain can't type in things. This ain't a. So there we go. If you know from years, man, boy, it's hard for me to type and talk. That's why, man, I like the chat. I used to like the chat room, but man, that mess started getting to be too much, man. I check my Facebook chat real quick and stuff, but man, running the chat room, that mess becomes a headache. I don't know how some of y'all do it, man. Goodness. I was sitting there trying to run the freaking show from there and be having a headache like a mug trying to do that. And so, yeah, man, it's just a blessing to have that going on. Situation gotten. It's about the hell. Y'all, what the fuck is going on outside? This man was really throwing me off, this weather. Lord. And it was so funny. I've been talking so much trash to my homeboy, Rick. Shout out to my boy Rick, man. Another great supporter. He's been a great supporter of me. He's not a community manager at DustSpot.com, and he's also in charge. He's also on the director of photography for Human Canvas Magazine. He's just been a great supporter, and I appreciate him so much. Appreciate you, man. I know you're listening. Just continue doing what you do, man. Appreciate you for being a great support. Man, it's so much has happened, and it's like sometimes I hate doing these shows because you feel like it's so, especially every time another year goes by, that's more stuff you gotta try to remember, you gotta try to add up, and not forget stuff. It's not that you forget it, it's that, man, what do you want to mention more over something else? And hold on, I think that's a special person I'm calling in. What's up?
Hey, is that guys. Yes, it's me.
Oh man, it's good to have you. Good to have you on through here. You know, today we're celebrating the 7th anniversary of the show. And
yeah, I just seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, I had to have one of the new chapters of Just Spot Radio Network as a whole come through. I definitely had to do that.
Yeah, I feel you.
And like, so kind of tell like some of the people on here, you know, that may have not listened to the Tuesday show yet, you know, why, you know, what, even for not even going to the host part, but like, what did you take from being on a show when you were, I guess, a guest on the show?
Basically the experience, you know, of like being on a radio show, you know, actually trying to book, you know, making your own show, actually. Like, it's hard work, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, it's hard work. So if you're not really into it, don't try it.
Yeah, but she, the thing is, it seemed like, yeah, I mean, if you go back to the interview, it's like, it was crazy. The interview was crazy. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, it's like we met. Like, it's just like how you find out when you do the interview. It's like sometimes the questions you want to ask, they just flutter away. And even if you did write down questions, it's always something you forgot to ask. You're like, man, I should have asked this.
And yeah, that's how I felt. I felt
when I interviewed you. I mean, it was so much I didn't get to talk about. But mm-hmm. because we do your show, I always get to catch up and ask questions I didn't get to ask during then.
What? Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, like you asked me about that question yesterday on my show.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, whoosh, y'all see. See, I thought I was unfiltered. This is the queen of unfiltered.
Man, y'all know I'm a savage.
Not just unfiltered, but queen of unapologetic radio. Goodness.
Yep. People don't know.
But
I'm Queen Patty. Don't play with me. They always come back.
But it's crazy because, man, like, I swear, like, I didn't know that. I don't interview people with the thoughts of, oh, I'm gonna make this person my co-host tomorrow. No, like, mm-hmm.
I made myself
the
co-host.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I still remember that. You jumped in. You was like, oh, I'm gonna co-host with you next week. And I was like, okay, we can do that. And, mm-hmm. you would take a charge, bam, bam, bam. And it was just natural. Like, you really just started realizing you weren't afraid of the work. The work has made you every week, show out the show, make you want to work harder. And that's, mm-hmm. and you know what? That's a good sign because it shows you probably going to be doing the show for a while. And as every, man, God willing, man, we'll be able to, next year, be able to say, man, we did a whole, man, a year ago, man, you just started this show. And
mm-hmm.
it'll be so dope because you've been learning so much, and it's just crazy because it just reminds me when I started the show. So I appreciate
yeah.
you. I appreciate you for being
no problem.
The person that trusted me and allowed me to, it really allowed me to earn your trust and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take that lightly at all. It's on the record, obviously, it's on the show. People are hearing it first. I don't take this woman's trust for granted, man. Like, you've been upfront with me across the way and almost everything we can imagine what you can talk about, and that's a blessing. You don't get people like that all the time.
Well, I got to get back to my shoot, but thanks for giving me the opportunity to have my own radio show.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. Go kill the shoot, man. Oh, send a shout out to the photographer. Tell him I said what's
yeah.
up. Go hard. Tell me to go hard. He got to go home.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty. Peace.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, man, people. Got good people to come through, man. And that's a new part of the team. Just great to have great people on the team, man. Shout out to that. And that's another thing. I'm telling you, DMV support system, man. It's people just think I just be talking, but you keep seeing that when I say the DMV supports, they support. I appreciate everyone, man. Appreciate everyone for really supporting what we got going on. Look forward to bringing you another strong year. And shoot, I want to just send a shout out to everyone that has passed away during the time of this show that I've been close to. I appreciate you all, man. And people out there send love to your loved ones that you may have lost during the show. You know, it's still family. If you listen to the show and you love it, or if you hate it, but you still listen to it, you still a family of the show, and we appreciate you. So you family of the show, that means that your loved ones are family of the show. So when they pass away, we lose a family member too. So we appreciate everyone, man. And let's continue again. Like I started at the beginning of the show, or just kind of just tell you guys to just believe what you, if you want to do something, just know it's going to take a hard work to really take it over the top. That being said, we're going to end the show how we have been ending it for all these years, and that's with no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tune in the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. This marks 7 years. We coming for some more, man. And as we have started doing our hump day shows, remind y'all, public service announcement, that is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we out. Peace.